Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Linnea from Astoria, New York, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Ahmed Jalab has had a busy year. He directed a musical tribute to the Nigerian synth-funk musician William Onyebor, a collaboration that included folks like David Byrne and Joshua Redman and Def Hines. And Ahmed also released a new album with his own band, Syncane. The album's called Mean Love, and today Ahmed Jalab and the band Syncane are here with me in the Soundcheck studio, and they're going to play a few songs for us, beginning with this one called How We Be.
It's been some time since I have seen your face. Seems we both gained some weight. Our eyes crease more than our mouths these days. Yeah, we be showing our age. But oh, oh, we've got life right in. Thank you.
The band is Sin Cane, live on Soundcheck, and the song's called How We Be. You'll find that on the latest Sin Cane album, which is called Mean Love. Sin Cane is the work of Ahmed Jalab, who sings, plays keyboards and guitar. Johnny Lamb is here playing guitar and a bit of pedal steel. Michael Ish Montgomery playing the bass, and Jason Trammell ensconced behind our drum kit. Ahmed, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me again, John.
I love the video to this song, How We Be.
It's a great one, isn't it?
It's on our website, soundcheck.org. Check it out to see how many different styles of dancing you recognize and how many different locations around New York City.
Yeah.
So you got, like, all kinds of dancers. Ballet, you know, break dancers, mm-hmm. step dancing, a couple of guys doing something that looks a little bit like parkour.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, Nick, who directed the video, really captured the essence of the song. When we were writing the song, me and my co-producer, Greg LaFaro, we were talking about entering the record really confidently, you know, and talking about something that was really positive, you know, being confident and, you know, owning it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to come out with a video that had that same vibe and that really projected that energy.
So it's the lead-off track on the album, and the video has all this incredible dancing. And there you are, busting a move or two.
Trying. It's, you know, I'm doing my best, but, you know, smokes and mirrors.
What's your métier? What's your dance style?
You know, the Sin Cane style, I guess. I don't know. I'll make it up. I don't know.
It's kind of appropriate, though, given all the different musical styles that come together on this record. There's a great reggae song. There's another mm-hmm. song that has the sounds of Brazilian Tropicália, mm-hmm. the sounds of country western. And this song, I mean, I mentioned that you've been the music director of this William Onyebor project.
Yep.
There's a little of his sound
absolutely,
in these songs as well.
Yeah, he's a huge influence. What I really like about him is that he was able to make music that's distinctly African, but the vibe of the music really transcends the idea of it being only African music, you know. And I really enjoy that, and I try to bring that into my music as well.
Now, most people still don't know who William Onyebor is, mm-hmm. and that's by design. I mean, he became a born-again Christian. He refused to acknowledge his own work, talk about it, whatever. But here was a guy who in the 70s was living in Nigeria and mm-hmm. was clearly listening to, like, Kraftwerk
yeah.
and you yeah. know the new wave bands out of England and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, the music is still ahead of its time. The fact that he did that all himself as well is really, really yeah. fascinating. And people are trying to do it just like he did it back in the late 70s, and they're not even getting close to what he's accomplished. It's pretty amazing.
So so you are the music director of the Onyebor project,
mm-hmm.
which is attempting to sort of spread the gospel of William Onyebor's music.
We're getting close.
Yeah. And I know you've talked about him on Soundcheck in the past. But the idea that this album is about more than just the usual kind of pop song material, you mm-hmm. know, that there are songs here about culture, about mm-hmm. home, yep. about being rooted or being uprooted.
Yep, absolutely. You know, the idea of a love song became kind of tired to me and to Greg as well, who helped me.
What a hard-hearted person you must be, Ahmed.
Well, there's just so many of them, you know? Like, there's so many of them, you know, and you can listen
yeah,
to.
That's true.
And honestly, there are a lot, there's so many that are better than what I could come up with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of love and the essence of love is really amazing. And so we wanted to take that idea of love and the essence of love and kind of reappropriate it to other things, you know. And ultimately, I'm trying to make universal music. So the topics that we were talking about are very personal to me, but are universal to people all over the world. So they can listen to these songs and have their own interpretations and relate to them. And the record can be their own record as well.
Mm-hmm. So the decision to incorporate sounds from the Caribbean, from South America, from East and West Africa, that's mm-hmm. is that all tied in with this kind of universality that you're going for?
Yeah, absolutely. I also had this kind of a epiphany, this really interesting idea to bring together African music, country western music, soul music, and reggae music. And I did my research, and I looked back at the people who started creating this music, and it seemed like they all came from the same place, you know. They were all dealing with struggle and oppression, and they had the same sense of urgency in their music when they made all of their music. So I thought it would be really neat to bring all of these ideas together that were rooted and grounded in the same kind of feeling and energy and see what would happen.
Well, let's hear some of those energies in action in this next song. This one's called New Name. It's on the latest Sin Cane album called Mean Love. Why don't we hear a live performance?
Let's do it.
All right. Ahmed Jalab is here with us with the rest of the band Sin Cane. They are playing on Sunday, November 2nd here in New York at SOB's. And Ahmed and the gang have a busy weekend ahead. Ahmed will be leading the Atomic Bomb, Who is William Onyebor tribute at the Modern Sky Festival on Saturday. And the rest of the band, Sin Cane, is sort of the core ensemble for that event. And then the band, Sin Cane, plays this Sunday, October 5th, at Baby's All Right in Brooklyn. So you got ample opportunity to catch these guys in a live setting this weekend, and of course right now. Here is the band Sin Cane live on Soundcheck. Once again, the band Sin Cane live on Soundcheck with a song called New Name. It is off the latest Sin Cane record called Mean Love. Ahmed Jalab singing, playing keyboard, Johnny Lamb on guitar, Michael Ish Montgomery playing the bass, Jason Trammell playing the drums. There's an interesting line in that song about you want to solve a koan.
Yeah. I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite koan? First of all, tell people what a koan is.
Is it a koan is something that a meditating to to get to some sort of serenity.
Right. In Zen Buddhism, a koan is like a story or a proverb that doesn't make sense, and you're supposed to meditate about it and eventually achieve enlightenment.
You're right. So it's kind of like getting to a state of nirvana once you've solved this myth or something.
Right. So like the most famous one, which people will have heard of, is what is the sound of one hand clapping?
Right, exactly. So with this song, when we were talking about this song and what we wanted to speak about, Greg was
this
saying,
is Greg LaFaro,
right? Greg LaFaro, who co-produced a record with me, he really got the idea of like some sort of mystery and chasing this idea, and how that kind of relates to that sweet spot right when you're interested in somebody, you know. And you kind of get stuck in your head, and you go into this really intense kind of a metaphysical state, you know, when you're really intrigued by a human being or something. And so,
Ahmed, this is sounding strikingly like a love song to me.
Well, it's not about love, but it's the essence of love, man. You know, come on.
The album's called Mean Love, despite which Ahmed insists that it's not an album of love songs. So you are doing. Halloween season is coming, and you are doing, with the band, a Beyond the Valley of the Dolls theme show in Austin, Texas.
Beyond the Valley of the Sin Cane.
So, is it inspired by the notoriously and wonderfully bad film, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls?
You should see the poster. It's amazing.
Well, the poster has like, you know, it looks like it could actually be the poster for that old movie.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's really cool. This company called Herd, based out of Austin, Texas, approached us and wanted to do something special for the show. And they came up with the idea, and I'm really excited to see how it kind of plays out.
Have you seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie, actually, embarrassingly enough.
Well, it was written by the late Roger Ebert.
Yeah.
Unbelievably. Because it is truly terrible. So what are you going to go as? I mean, if you haven't seen the movie, I mean, you're going to dress up, right?
We're going to have to have a powwow and think about what because we got to do it collectively.
Right.
So I don't know. I think Jason Trammell, our drummer here, he's going to come up with something.
All right. Okay. Well, you have a little bit of time to work on that.
Jay's seen the movie.
So it's Beyond the Valley of Sin Cane.
Mm-hmm.
Ahmed Jalab and the band Sin Cane are here with us in the studio today and playing this kind of theme show in Austin towards the end of the month, November 2nd at SOB's here in New York, playing again. And as I mentioned earlier, busy weekend ahead this weekend with Atomic Bomb, who is William Onyebor, a tribute to the late, great, not late, but the reclusive Nigerian synth-funk musician, and that'll be at Modern Sky Festival on Saturday, and then the full band, Sin Cane, playing on Sunday in Brooklyn at Baby's All Right. Ahmed, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much for bringing the band in and playing for us today.
Thank you very much, John. We are honored always to come and hang out with you.
You got a song to play us out with?
Sure, absolutely. This one features a pedal steel, too.
All right. This is the title track of Sin Cane's latest album called Mean Love. Ahmed mentioned the country western influence, and you'll hear that when Johnny Lamb switches from guitar to pedal steel for this live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Doesn't mean
You know I love you, but you mean. You know I love you, but you mean. You know the time feels too short right now, but it's all we've
That is the title track from the latest album by the band Sincane, the album and the song both called Mean Love. That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.